Podcasting live at the time we recorded it. From the studios in downtown Gulfport, Florida, it's WGAB, The Gabcast.
Welcome back to WGAB, The Gabcast, a Gabber newspaper production. I'm Cameron Healy, assistant editor with...
I'm Patrick Heinzen, I'm the news and politics reporter, and we are here with... Not Kathy. She's not here today. But we're still going to soldier on and get the Gabcast done.
Of course.
Unfortunately, last week we couldn't. It was election day, and it was a pretty chaotic day and night for us, but it was fun. And congratulations to April Thanos for winning re-election, and to Tom Bixler for running a great campaign, and for the city of Gulfport for voting and getting out there and doing their civic duty.
Of course.
Yeah. So, Cam, what are we going to talk about today?
So, we have a couple things on our agenda. Last night, March 25th, there was a meeting for Gulfport Marina. And then we're also going to talk about some information with being nonpartisan in an election. And lastly, we'll talk about Light Up Your Library, a program with St. Pete Beach.
Like you said, there was a meeting last night for the marina at the casino. I was there last night, and I got there around 5:45, and when I got there, a line was starting to fill up outside of the door because there were so many people that wanted to come talk. So, thank you to Justin Shea for inviting me in the back door so that I could get in before everybody else and grab a bottle of water and sit down and get connected to Wi-Fi and all that. But the meeting was looking at a new concept for the marina and some new ideas people are having for the marina. The city is working with Stan Tech Consulting, and they're going to kind of talk with the community, come up with some things that they want, and then also bring in their own ideas. So Stan Tech has been having a bunch of ideas that are kind of focused on adding to the marina. So more parking, adding a public park that they can, the people can play and be in out in nature, flood protection, better dry boat storage, a new restaurant perhaps out there. And one of the biggest things is a multi-use two-story building that's going to be kind of used for everything.
So how did people react to that?
Well, the people are pretty resistant to the proposed changes. Now, that's not to say that they're resistant to change overall, because they agree with a lot of things Stan Tech is saying. The biggest things that they were talking about is parking is a big issue. Flooding is a big issue. And dry boat storage is a big issue.
Yeah.
And the Gulfport Marina is a unique place in the county where there's both slips for boats to be in the water and also dry boat storage. There's kayak storage. I was talking to a woman yesterday who she has a kayak there, and she said that she has difficulty using it because the only place she can store it, there's a kayak storage area, but her kayak is stored in the dry boat storage, and she has difficulty bringing it down.
Yeah.
So everybody has their own issues with it.
Yeah.
But one of the big words that was being thrown around was status quo.
Okay.
A lot of people said, keep the status quo, maintain the status quo. And Stan Tech and the city put maps of the marina out on people's tables. So people at the table could sit around in a circle and discuss about what they wanted to see. And they gave them little cards that they could write their ideas on and stick to the map. And as I walked around, I saw a lot of the same things and people writing don't change or add better parking. This area, they people would like circle an area. If you've ever been in the marina, there's the area that like kind of protects the bay, and there's talk of putting something there, and they're like, this area needs to stay for protection of the bay. So those kinds of things were being discussed, and those ideas were big for people, and I thought it was interesting as well that I saw a couple city council members there who were, not all of them were really participating fully in the discussion, but they were all at least listening to the discussion, hearing what the people want. So I thought it was very interesting. I actually, it was funny, the representative from Stan Tech was talking, and she was talking about how it's about understanding the community's vision.
Yeah.
And she said, if your vision is keeping things the same, then write that down.
Yeah.
When she said that, the audience started to cheer.
They were like, that's exactly what we wanted.
I heard people talking about lack of understanding of what the city's trying to accomplish, because with the lack of parking and it's in an area that there's a lot of houses close to the marina, the slips are pretty full. Like, it's a very full and packed area.
Oh, of course.
And people are worrisome about bringing more to that.
Yeah, true. Because so, it's already, like you said,
jam-packed. Adding a restaurant, adding a park is more people that are being drawn there.
Yeah.
And a lot of people said that that just won't work because it'll make it more complicated to use the marina. And the marina is used by so many people here in Gulfport.
I was going to say, it's like almost everybody has been there or knows somebody that has a boat
either,
there.
Either you have a boat, you take sailing lessons.
Yeah, or you like launch out.
Yeah, you go there and launch your kayak. Mm-hmm. There's businesses that run out of the marina, fishing charters and stuff like that. So it's very important to the city of Gulfport. And Gulfport started as a fishing community.
Oh,
so that marina has been has been very important to people. So people want specific things.
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, they're not resistant to change. They just want improvement.
Exactly. It's just like furthering like what they already have, but not too crazy.
Yeah, definitely.
Changes.
It definitely seemed like when I was there, the representative from Stantec was speaking for about 10 minutes. She was talking about what the object of the meeting is. Mm-hmm. And then a little bit later, she kind of got overwhelmed by the amount of people that were just talking in the crowd.
Yeah.
And it kind of turned into, well, Stantec is leading a meeting to here's a group of community members talking about what they want to see.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was interesting because I understand. It didn't seem like the representative was that apprehensive to let that happen, because the meeting wasn't supposed to be Stantec and the city talking to the community.
Yeah.
It's hearing from the community. And it ended a little early. It didn't end early, but people started to leave around 7:15 or so. And the person from Stantec was saying that the plan from here on out is they're going to collect all of the suggestions and ideas that were brought up and compile them so that they can talk about them at a meeting in either late May or late April or early May. And then in June, they're hoping to have a final concept that they can present to the city that you can vote on.
That'll be pretty cool.
Yeah, it's been something that's been talked about at city council for a while.
Yeah.
There was a previous survey that was done for a similar project that never really happened. It was just the survey was done and then it never really went forward. So people are a bit apprehensive about this one just because of we've been through this before and nothing changed. But that definitely didn't stop people from bringing up what they wanted to say.
Yeah.
And I'm sure that people are going to have more to say. And if you have something to say, you can go online and fill out a survey. You can find the survey link on our website in the article about the marina meeting, and it's also in the paper. And feel free to go fill out that survey, send it to people in the town who you know have issues with the marina or have ideas for the marina, and fill out the survey so that you can get your voice heard for what you want with the marina.
If I had any questions, I would. But it seemed like everybody there had a lot of questions regarding the marina. But we've also had a lot of Gulfportians ask us questions about the most recent election.
Yes,
especially
we have.
This week, our CityWise section answered the question about what it means to be nonpartisan in an election. So, Patrick, what did you find out for us?
Well, nonpartisan has been a word that's been thrown around a lot.
Absolutely.
The city of Gulfport, all the council members are nonpartisan seats. To be on the council, it's nonpartisan. You're not affiliated with a party. You can have your own personal beliefs, but when you are in that seat, you are not a Democrat or Republican. You're a council member.
Yes.
So some issues arose with April Thanos' campaign with postcards that were being sent out. Now, we've talked about
the postcards
before. If you've read the Gabber or if you live in Gulfport, you know about the postcards. But just a quick refresher, one of Thanos' supporters, sorry, I keep calling it Thanos. It's Thanos. I apologize. one of Thanos' supporters organized a nationwide volunteer group to write and send out a series of postcards that it ended up being way more than was expected. But many of the postcards labeled April as Democrat April Thanos.
Thanos.
And a lot of people asked us about how this is allowed, how she can be listed as a Democrat. None more so than Tom Bixler's campaign manager, Alex Dunsing. He sent out an email to Gulfport voters saying, talking about how not only is this an issue, but it is possibly illegal. And it's a nonpartisan election.
Yeah.
So the candidates must be nonpartisan, which is correct. The candidates must be nonpartisan.
So then what happened?
So I spoke with the supervisor of elections because I figured that was the place to go.
Definitely.
Not the supervisor of elections, but the office of the supervisor of elections.
Okay.
I figured that was the place to go, but the person I spoke to told me that although they kind of like oversee the election as a whole, it's actually the city charter and the city clerk's job to kind of figure out how they're going to keep the election nonpartisan.
Okay.
So I spoke with Teresa Carrico, the city clerk for Gulfport, and she said that, yes, a city council member cannot be affiliated with a party.
Yes.
So Democrat April Thanos cannot be the Ward 1 council member.
Okay.
But she did say April Thanos, a Democrat,
yes,
can be the Ward 1 council member.
So like who you are in your home as like a registered voter is separate from the person who is a council member.
Yeah, and you're fully allowed to disclose your own personal political beliefs. And even if, like you said, you're if you're registered as a Republican, you're allowed to say, I'm registered as a Republican. And even though Tom Bixler didn't ever disclose that he's registered as a Republican, he did accept a donation from Protect Conservative Values. So there's that thing where it was a nonpartisan election, but parties played a role in at least in donations.
Yeah.
Because like, April received donations from the Pinellas County Democrats and Gulfport Democratic Club. So it still plays a role.
Yeah.
And obviously April's biggest touch points are affordable housing and environmentalism and stuff like that, which is generally considered to be a liberal idea. I'm not saying that it's not a conservative idea, but a lot of people associate that with a specific political party. That doesn't mean that the election was partisan.
Yeah, exactly.
So it was an interesting thing. I had a lot of people, we actually received a couple emails and stuff about people asking us about this and how is it possible? We don't like to report on anything on like Facebook, but obviously if you've read Facebook comments on some of these posts, people have been asking about this.
People have a lot to say on Facebook, so you've definitely seen it if you're on Facebook or in any Gulfport Facebook page.
Yeah, the Gulfport Facebook group. Around the election time, Kathy said, because the week before the election, I was on vacation.
Yeah.
And Kathy was like, you're on vacation. That includes, feel free to not be on Facebook.
Oh, absolutely. Don't go on Facebook but the elections are going on.
There's sometimes, like, on Tuesday night, on the night of the election, I check Facebook to see what people were saying. Because while it is, like, well, people have a lot to say, there's a lot of good things people say there. And it is a place where people will share things publicly. And you can learn about the community by being in the Gulfport, Florida, or We Love Gulfport.
Yeah.
Or is it I Love Gulfport, Florida?
I don't remember.
One of the two. It's
but a Gulfport page.
Yeah, you can learn a lot about the community by doing that.
Yeah,
and
people
about
are always
people's opinions on
what's
going on. And especially for us, it's important to know like where, like I said, we don't report on Facebook.
Yeah.
But if a lot of people are asking the same question, we will reach out to them say, well, what are you saying? And we did some investigation into, a lot of people were talking about Tom Bixler's RV being parked at the marina.
Okay.
And we did some investigation into that. And the main way we heard about that was Facebook.
Yeah. It's like, if people are bringing things to our attention that way, we can obviously look into it. But a lot of the time we would love emails too. If somebody wants to just like be like, hey, this is something, like with our CityWise section, please just email us your question and we will work with the city and get information to help you better understand what's going on. And then if somebody else doesn't even know what's going on, now they're informed too. So
yeah, if you have a question that you want to ask but you don't know who to ask, we're here and we will
find
the answer for you, or at least we'll try to. And that's probably my favorite part of this job is CityWise, because it's about, for me, it's like I have to learn like a very small thing about everything,
but now you know.
So it's all like I have all the little talking points of like how things work. Like now I know who determines nonpartisan elections in the small city. Wouldn't have known that. So it's like little things like that, and it's fun to learn some cool stuff that you don't
learn something new every day. Am I right?
Although Gulfport elections are still pretty hot on people's minds, there is a new bright light in St. Pete Beach. Cam, do you want to tell me about the new kind of exciting project that's going on at the St. Pete Beach Public Library and the young girl who is fundraising for it?
Yes, let me tell y'all about Dylan Black. She is a 10-year-old fourth grader at Gulf Beaches Elementary Magnet School. And recently, I want to say it started beginning of March, her teacher assigned her class a community service project of their choice. So Dylan has been going to St. Pete Beach Public Library for the past 5 years now, and it's her favorite. And she loves books. She loves being in the library, and her family's very encouraging of that too. So she was like, I love the library. I want to help the library. And I was so happy to talk with her. She was super excited about just getting more information about her project acknowledged and spread the word. So Dylan has a project called Light Up Your Library, which she worked with the library director, Betsinda Kettles, and her, Betsinda, and her mom all landed on an idea that the library needed a light up interactive board for the children's area. So the goal with it is to have this like interactive way that's not like you're staring at your screen all day long. So it's something you're gonna, it's almost like a large Everbright board. So so instead of like pegs in it and you make a picture, you're able to turn the circle because it looks like pegs still, but it's attached. You turn it and you get different colors each time you turn it. So this is just a way for kids to enjoy being in the library and kind of feel comfortable. And Dylan loves the library. So she was like, I want to encourage other people to enjoy the library. And if this is one way we can do that, I am so down to do that.
Yeah.
She was very excited. So I was talking with her and her parents and also Betsinda. Betsinda said that they came to them and Dylan was all for this idea. So... So Dylan has she actually has a GoFundMe page for this. And as of right now, she has $9,327 raised on her GoFundMe. I don't know what she has outside of it, because she also does like door to door, like, like, hey, I have a, like, I have this project. like it's simple as that. She said that she did have a script at first and that she would like really think about it. She was like, I kept messing up my name, and I was like, that is okay, girl, like it happens. She's only 10, like that's insane. To and she was doing this by herself, like her parents were just there to, you know, be supportive, but she was the one walking up to people being like, hi, I have this. And you know, people have been very kind and generous. She said that it only just takes a dollar. I loved, she said this to me. She said, growing with the community is really cool, and showing people that they can help the community by giving as little as a dollar. Like, she knows how
she's
to...
She's kicking some ass.
No, for real. She's really cool. And
that's really awesome.
So she, her goal right now for to fund the project is $16,700 for a... light up board that is about 5 feet wide and 3.5 feet tall. So it's definitely smaller, but it's still large enough that it can be used shared in the children's mm-hmm. area and all that. So she is doing a lot of fundraising, mm-hmm. but she only has until April 1st. So her goal was from March 1st to April 1st to do all of this fundraising. And so this past weekend, she went to the Corey Avenue Sunday Market and she walked around, went to all the vendors, all the visitors, all the businesses on Corey Ave. Have you been to Corey Ave?
I think so.
And it's just like a bunch of little small yeah. businesses, and it's great. It's great. So she raised about $500 that day, just that day. I was like, that is insane. She is doing, she better be in marketing when she's older. Like, this is crazy the way she did. I know. And her parents were super proud. They were saying to me that, you know, she has gained this like significant amount of confidence
and
the community has been really great in their response to her. And she apparently, when she first started, like I said, she was a little nervous, was messing up her lines. But after a while, she was like, oh, that was fun. I'm going to go to the next business. I want to go to that one. I want to go there. Like, she was doing that. And like, she was just, it was just really exciting. And
yeah,
she's
awesome.
Really thrilled. She said that her friends even want to help, because it's like, you know, when you're doing something you're really passionate about and your friends see that at such a young age, it's like very impressionable. So they were all like, I want a flyer. I want a flyer. And her friends are helping her raise money. And then also at the library, she made the library little bookmarks. So they reprinted bookmarks. So every person who checks out a book gets one of these bookmarks that Dylan made. And it just has some information about the project. They also have a little donation box.
That's really awesome. We need the Gulfport Pet Mayor 11th hour donor to come in.
No, for real. We need somebody at the last minute on, what is it, the 31st of March?
Yeah.
To just dump a whole lot of money. Because they were also telling me that, yes, they have an end goal, but they're also hoping to just raise as much money as they can.
Yeah.
Because whatever's left over that they don't need for just the light up board, they're going to just donate it to the library in general. So, because they've been donors for years. They've been going for years. And they've gotten close with all of the people who work there. So they're really excited about, you know.
Man, that's really cool.
Giving back.
I'm envisioning, like, the light up board seems like one of those things where, like, obviously it'll be a lot of fun for kids mm-hmm. to play with and for anybody to enjoy. But it seems like one of those things where, like, you'll see like a time lapse of somebody making like the Mona Lisa.
Oh my God, right? They're like making
Have you seen like like charcoal painters and how they just like, they're just going like this for like 10 minutes and then it's like the most beautiful painting you've ever seen?
Oh, it's like one of those, what is it?
Etch-a-sketch?
Yes, those when they like draw something super interesting.
You're just going like that and then they turn around and it's like a perfect painting.
No, it's the Mona Lisa.
Yeah.
Like, it will be that. So that's what I'm picturing. Imagine some 4-year-old just playing with the with the
light
board.
They just accidentally like make the most beautiful thing you've ever seen.
Literally, they just turn into Dolly and just like.
Now, I'm not sure if you have this question, but obviously, like, $16,000 electronic piece.
Yeah.
At one point is going to need some maintenance.
Yeah, I don't know any information about that, but I know that they are just raising money to purchase the board.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that they have the, they're not raising money for like putting it together
yeah.
and like all that stuff. Like that will like come in with different cost, I guess. I don't know particularly. I just know that they're raising money to purchase the board. And
really
the
cool.
friends of the library will be the ones collecting all the money and making sure they get the right board with the right size and all that. So super exciting. And the library director, she said that this will be the first, they will be the first public library to have one of these in this whole state, like
wow.
in the state. So that's what she's
Man.
Under the impression of, is that like in this whole entire state, which Florida is ginormous, there's not one like public library or library, I think in general, that has one of these for like kids. I'm not entirely
sure. Yeah, you don't
sure.
sound very sure about that.
Because that's what she said to me. She said, that's what I'm told. And I was like, that's crazy news, because I feel like.
That's huge. Yeah.
That's, I don't know, pretty cool. Nice little win.
I can't even remember a single thing I did when I was 10 years old.
No.
Not one.
When
my
I
parents
was
got
10?
Divorced, that's it.
Oh, brother. Okay. Next topic. No, I'm just kidding. I'm sorry that
Shout
happened.
Shout out Patty and Jeff.
Oh, God. Anyways, I have parents that are still together. So.
Remember the other day when Kathy and Barry were arguing? And you just looked at me and you go, your parents are divorced, right? I was like, what?
So
out of pocket. Sorry, everybody.
Kathy and Barry are actually our work parents. I'm just kidding. They're not. They're not, but we're younger than them by a lot, so they could be.
Yeah. No.
You don't think they could? They're not of age to be parents. Oh,
I'm
of
not saying
somebody.
They're not of age. I just.
Anyways, that is crazy. Kathy's gonna kill us. But yeah.
Kathy, don't watch the Gabcast.
No, Kathy. Kathy, pause now, or pause 5 minutes ago.
Kathy, Barry doesn't listen to the podcast anyway.
Barry's shaking his head in the corner like, no.
Thank you to Barry and Kathy for.
But yeah, so
our
we love
awesome employment.
We love the Gabber. We love everybody who is engaging with the community one way or another by going to a meeting, fundraising, or being a part of city elections.
Speaking of going to a meeting, it's been a very long time since the last Gulfport City Council meeting, which is coming up the first Tuesday in April. Be there. It'll be fun. They'll talk about a lot, and you'll learn.
I don't know how fun, but...
It's fun.
Do they play checkers? Charades?
Charades.
Two words.
Two words. Electric car.
We don't need any more cars. holy crap. Anyways, that's just my idea. But yes, please go to your city meetings. Even if you don't actually like want to participate, just go to inform yourself because you live here. Anyways, I'm saying this is the end of the Gabcast, guys.
Thank you so much for listening to the Gabcast this week.
And watching, going about your day. I don't know.
We'll hopefully have Kathy back next week to wrangle us back
together.
Please,
Kathy, we miss you.
Bye, everybody.
Bye. See you next week.